What's up, guys? I'm Dr. Chris Park, and you're listening to the Brutal Optimist Podcast. Now, today's episode is from my book. Drink this book while reading your morning coffee. This is day 29, How to Kill a Giant. 5 smooth stones, but all he really needed was one. After the giant was dead, David took the sword and he took his head. Now, not all stories end this way, and not every battle will seem so easy. Not every giant is going to fall as hard. But it begs the question, how do you kill a giant? Number one, start with courage. You know, it's interesting how often the Bible teaches us to fear not, because fear is a normal emotion. Anxiety is a natural phenomenon. But far too often, we begin to feel overwhelmed, and this state of fear becomes our baseline. We look for comfort in the familiar, afraid to take action. And God is constantly calling us back and giving us comfort and teaching us to be brave and to trust. Psalms 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and salvation, and with him by my side I am fearless, afraid of no one and no thing." Courage isn't the lack of fear, but it's doing the right thing in spite of your fears. It's standing up to giants even when you're facing death. Number two, have faith. What you believe about life is how life will be. Your mind creates your reality. This doesn't mean that there aren't real things that cause you pain and hardship. It doesn't mean that it's all in your head. What this means is how you respond to the bad things that happen is what determines if you make it through or not. And this takes faith. Because sometimes God feels close and sometimes God feels distant. But our faith in his presence and goodness is what guides us. It's our faith that God is love. And it starts with this simple faith that God will guide us. We expect the best. We will not settle. We pray often. When times are difficult, when you're facing pain, when you think all is lost, God says, believe. And that makes faith a strange thing. Because one minute you think it's pointless, and in a moment, your whole life can change. Number three, take action. There's an old Chinese proverb, better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. You know, life comes at you, so you've got to be prepared. We can't escape death. We can't escape pain. We can't escape suffering. But we can meet our trials head on. We can face the giant with whatever weapons we have available. In other words, we're all going to die. The least we can do is go down throwing rocks. And who knows? Maybe we live to fight another day. You know, David, he had the courage to stand for what was right and meet the giant in the battlefield. He had the courage to let the bastard know his time had come. He had faith in his God and a handful of pebbles. And the giant came crashing down. Now, I don't know what you're fighting. I don't know what giant you're facing or what battle you're preparing for. But just remember that God fights with you. So have courage. Have faith. And take action. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.